always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and you are tuned in to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, man. And today, we about to get the show popping once again, man. But we're going to get it in with a new dynamic duo, man. They're kind of like Batman and Robin. I'm not going to say which one is which, you know what I'm saying? But they're kind of teamed up. Linked up together, man. They both was doing their own things in two different cities, man. And they came together, man. And they go by the name of Creature Clan. And that's the homies Eric Cross and D-Mob. And they gonna get it in, man. We gonna chop it up with them. Hear what they got going on, man. Talk about their brand new album called New Beginnings. And if you do not got that project, there's a problem, man. There's a problem. And you need to become one of these new creatures that they talking about, man. So we gonna talk about that with them. Also, the topic of the day is going to be about callings and gifts, man. And I actually saw D-Mob talking about callings, and I was like, man, he had an interesting perspective that I wanted to get on this when he's on that Holy Hip Hop Unity Conference. So definitely tune in for that, man. We're going to get it in, man. There's going to be a lot going on today. We want y'all to have fun. Kick back, relax. We're going to get into some music, man. And if you got music that you want to send to us, you can always do this, man. Go to yadadaking.com, click on the music submissions. Just follow the instructions. It's that simple, man. I got this new cat, though, right here called ZG featuring D-Flo. The song is called Nothing to Say. And just check it out. Here we go. Yada the King Radio. Yeah.
Us. I ain't tryna judge though, you ain't tryna budge though. Fruits of the spirit show if you really was though. I'ma love though, when I invite you to church, you too busy tryna call your cuzzo. Like where you at, what I'm supposed to do with that? You got me bent way back like a fit cat.
Why is it this way?
That's obvious. I don't want my kids confused who God is. I ain't tryna judge though, you ain't tryna budge though. Fruits of the spirit show if you really was though. I'ma love though, when I invite you to church, you too busy tryna call your cuzzo. Like where you at, what I'm supposed to do with that? You got me bent way back like a fitted cap.
Why is it this way?
So perfect, late nights, date nights, but was a wasn't worth it. Stained white, just for a little bit of loving. Lust for the pleasure and my faith was touching. Worth it, stained white, white little loving. Lust for the pleasure.
Why is it this way? There's nothing to say.
Ha, I'm like, no more date nights. Late flights, I've switched up my game type. You probably like, yo, what's really good? Ha, I found Christ. Ha.
Let go.
When it gets rough, give it up. This is the mission of every Christian husband, living with his sister and getting her while you give her love. With your lips and a visual, it's missional and it's tough. But in Genesis, commission begins in the crib with us. Give it up. When I get time, I'll get to specific stuff, but I think it's needed for me to leave it and switch it up.
Chill.
Just remember the picture that's painted with his blood. Don't just give your women a little, give them a crimson flood.
Give it up.
We need your time, talents, and treasures. Whatever you have to offer is awesome, all in together now.
Run it, fam.
Cause it was never yours to begin with. You've been given a gift to pitch in for everyone's benefit.
Give it up.
He became poor so we could be rich. This is the steeds of the kingdom. No greed, we need to be spit.
Break yourself, fam.
Give us what you've been given and give us not a sticker, but it's robbery if you don't leave it when it's gotta.
Give it up.
If you're a Christian and you're a member of his physical witnesses sent to finish his mission up.
Chill.
Paul will call us his body with many limbs and functions, working and serving till he returns in the ending. But
give it up
until his kingdom comes and the mission's done. We volitionally and sacrificially give him us.
Get him, bruh.
This is something we struggle with and it's tough, but much is required from us because we've been given much.
Give it up.
Many chipping a little like it's enough. Sunday cameo visits with the kids and your 50 bucks.
What?
They don't know what your gift is and your attendance sucks. And 50 is less than a tenth of what you could spend for lunch.
Give it up.
Listen to membership if you didn't, bruh. Are you with us or just a consumer of religious stuff?
Give it up.
The church doesn't work with that independent junk. Stop being a leech and a thief and try to contribute some.
Give it up.
We need your time, talents, and treasures. Whatever you have to offer is awesome, all in together now.
Run it, fam.
Cause it was never yours to begin with. You've been given a gift to pitch in for everyone's benefit.
Give it up.
He became poor so we could be rich. This is the steeds of the kingdom. No greed, we need to be spit.
Break yourself, fam.
Give us what you've been given and give us not a sticker, but it's robbery if you don't leave it when it's gotta.
Give it up.
Smiley D just dropped his new album, True Spoken. Check out the single, Keep It 100.
Still trying to bounce back from mistakes that we made. All my folks that died and we're trying to get paid.
Pick it up at Google Music, Android Market, and Amazon.com. Check out his latest music videos at smiley-d.com or youtube.com/smileydgospel. The brand new single, Jeremy Lin.
Very slim. That's why you see I'm Christ balling like Jeremy Lin.
About Face Music Group presents J-Mac's new album, For His Glory. Available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory?
Available at jmayonline.com. jaymayonline.com.
Hun, have you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I've been using it.
You've been using my toothbrush?
Yes, you've got a really good one.
Wait a minute. You're telling me you've been brushing your teeth with my toothbrush?
Oh, no. I've been using it to scrub the mold off the grout in the shower floor.
What?
Well, you don't expect me to use mine, do you? That would be gross.
You are owned by God, set apart for His exclusive use. Are you? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Yeah, that's a new single right there, Shy Lin. The song is entitled Give It Up, man. And we got a lot of stuff we got to give up, man. Let's give God the title first off, man. And I got two cats that are definitely giving their life to God. They surrendered it. And now they are part of what we call the Creature Clan, man. And we're going to get it in with them, man. D-Mob has been on the show. He shared his testimony before. But I wanted to have E-Cross share his testimony, man. You give us like a 5-minute version of your testimony. And just share how God saved your life, man, and some of the upbringing that you grew up in.
Yeah, man. You know, I grew up for the first 5 years. You know, my mom, she was a single parent. I didn't, you know my biological father until I didn't meet him until I was about 17. But you know, thankfully, you know, by God's grace, my mom, she did marry, you know, a man, and he's my stepdad, and I'm very thankful for him. But you know, the church, as far as me getting saved, like, I've always been in the church since I was young.
Yeah.
Like, my grandmother was a very, you know, she was very instrumental in my life as far as, you know, my walk with God. And, you know, her and my mom, they would bring me to church. So I had an understanding of, you know, going to church every Sunday and, you know, and who God is. But it wasn't until after my grandmother's death, which is in 1996, that it actually had me thinking that, you know, there's life after death.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always considered myself a pretty good kid. You know, I tried to stay out of trouble because I had that fear of my mom. Like, I didn't want to disappoint her, or I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying, I didn't want to make her mad.
Yeah.
So I always stayed pretty good. But we understand that being good doesn't get you into heaven, you know. And I realized at the tender age of 14, 15 years old, that I had to, you know, get right with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I was going to church, but I didn't have a relationship with him. And so after my grandmother's death, it kind of opened my eyes. You know, there's life after death. And I don't want to, or I'm sorry, you know, there's life after death. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go to this place called hell.
Yeah.
So I actually went to church. We had an illustrated sermon, and it was called To Hell and Back, actually. So
wow.
The title of the illustrated sermon was called To Hell and Back. It was like a play. And they basically depicted, you know, this gave this depiction or this illustration of what hell would be like, you know. And so they had people there, and they were screaming. And to make a long story short, the pastor gave an altar call, and you know, he said, if you were to die today, you know, do you know that you would be going to heaven? And people raised their hands. And unfortunately, at that time, I wasn't able to raise my hand. You know, I was like, man, I'm not going to heaven. You know, according to what the scripture says, you know, I need to have a relationship with Christ. So
yeah.
He gave an altar call, ran down, man, at the age of 15 years old. And I'm 30, about to be 31 in July, man, 15 years straight. You know, I've been seeking and serving the Lord. He's done tremendous things in my life, man. I actually, you know, I'm just giving you some pieces, but actually my relationship with the Lord was so strong that, you know, as a young age, like a lot of times my parents would come to me for advice.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, it was almost like I kind of became the parent of the household. And still to this day, my parents still come to me and say, hey, you know what? Because I was just that in tune with the Lord. Like, and, you know, so it's always been like that. And I have a wonderful testimony, man. I met my wife at the church. I waited till I was married, you know, to have sex. So I stayed away from, you know, sex before marriage. My wife was a virgin, so we were both able to share that together.
Praise God.
Everything from them telling us that me and my wife couldn't have kids, and now we have a son and another one on the way. Like, I mean, God is just tremendous. Like, I can be here all day. But that's just some of the many things that the Lord Jesus Christ has done in my life. And I look forward to seeing what else he has in store, you know. So that's just like a brief synopsis of you know, how Jesus has been a pivotal part of my life and, you know, how he is as my Savior.
Man, that's
hold on. Let's just talk about the wait until you get married. Kids, do you hear this?
Yes.
It is possible to hold out, you know what I'm saying, until you're married. It's just how bad do you want to do right by God? That's what it boils down to.
It's a choice. And Donnie, I'm glad you said it. It's really a choice. And it's not to condemn anybody who's had sex, because I've made mistakes even before. Like, right. I would put myself in terrible situations. Like, you know, I was doing the foreplay and all that stuff. I was one of those dudes that was like, okay, I'll get as close to the edge as possible without falling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which doesn't make it right. Okay, let me just say that. You know, I'm not saying what I was doing was right. However, it, you know, when it came down to that point of actually having sex, it's like the spirit was hot. Me, like, you know, you shouldn't have been in this predicament in the first place, but let me pull you out, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, I played college football, you know, so I was, you know, had my own dorm, and I had a lot of women just coming to me and offering me, you know, sexual favors, you know. And it's hard as a young teenager, you know, growing into a man, to be able to say no to some of them things, you know, and the world, like, your guys look at you like, dog, are, you know, you don't like women or what? Like, what's wrong with you, bro? Like, it's like, no, it's not that, you know. Just, I had a relationship with God, and I want to fulfill this promise that I made to him, because I actually made him a promise that I was going to wait.
Wow.
That I was going to wait till the night of my marriage to become one with the woman of that he chose for me. So it's a tremendous thing, man. But, you know, it's a choice, and it really relies on the fear of God. It went from the fear of my mom to the fear of God. So
yeah. Now, that's what's up, man. D-Ma, what's been up with you, man, since the last time you've been on Yacht of the King? What's some things God has groomed you in, he's trained you in, man? What would you say in the last, I think, man, it's been about a year since you were on, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, man, just really growing in the Word, man, for real. Learning to balance my time with my ministry and my family. You know, that whole thing has been really, really, really a burden on my heart.
Yeah.
Feeling like I'm not spending enough time with my family, you know, going out and ministering, but really, really not giving all to my family, you know what I'm saying? So that has changed, you know, tremendously. I've been really dedicating a lot of time to my family, you know, taking my wife on trips, you know what I'm saying? Taking my, you know, out with my kids, you know, as we speak, just being Donnie, just being father and not D-Mob all the time, you know what I'm saying? With full-time ministry, you know what I'm saying? I think I might have been, it's only been a year, I was full-time ministry then. I'm still full-time ministry, and the first year it was a crazy struggle, bruh. It was like, man, I'm about to go back to work, you know what I'm saying? But now I see God's favor beginning to just, you know, come upon my ministry and my family, even financially. You know, he's allowed us to be in a position to be able to take a trip, you know, here and there, and to be able to be a blessing to my wife and to my children. And so I think just getting my priorities together within that year has been a tremendous blessing. But my heart had to be there first. You know what I'm saying? I had to want to do it. And when I wanted to be that way, then God started allowing the opportunities. You know, he was just waiting on my heart to change. Because if something starts to occur and your heart is not in it, then you're not going to rejoice about it anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I want your heart to be in it, so when it does happen, you can be grateful. You know, you can see the difference that I'm making in your life. So that's been big. Eric Cross joining One Route. You know, that's been big. K9 and Calandra joining one route is really huge. Just putting out a video, you know, Y'all Funny. That's you know, that's out, or you know, well, be out. So I'm just excited about that, and we just started a film company, One Route Films.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, where we're doing video, you know, music videos and stuff like that, but not limited to, you know. So I'm excited about that, man. And God is just expanding us, man. And I'm just excited for not only myself, but for the artists. We understand that it's bigger than us and we're family.
Yeah.
You know, we have a mutual respect for each other. We love each other. And these people are very humble and love God. You know what I'm saying? And really love people.
Yeah.
And their main concern is the ministry. You know what I'm saying? So you will find that with Eric. You'll find that with K9. You'll find that with Calandra. That these people are really down to earth. They really love to worship God, not only in speech, but in their actions.
Dope, man. We're going to go to this cut, man. The Light. Talk to me real quick, Eric Cross, man, about this joint right here, The Light.
Yeah, man, it's really just about exposing, you know, light into a dark world. You know, we're faced with, we live in a dark world, because we're in the world, but we're not of it. And so, you know, he calls us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So that's what this song talks about, just us being a light in a dark world and just showcasing Christ.
All right, y'all, so we're going to hop into this on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah, I chose not to live in doubt. And that meant I had to take a different route. And I'm going to tell you what it really is about. More than just words, so you know I got to live it out. Some say my life is electric. When the light came, I chose not to reject it. I accept it. And even though I make mistakes, because of Christ I'm perfected. I'm made in His image and His likeness, saved to the finish, so I'm living to be righteous. And that means every day I gotta grow. If He sends me, then that means that I gotta go. Now your time has come. Step in the light before your time is done. As believers know, we gotta have the mind of one. Keep looking till we find the sun. Welcome to the light. I'm like a bomb when I detonate. Mob said it best, we about to set the record straight. Yo, it's His word that we meditate upon. We forever going strong, let's levitate. It's the power that we know is supernatural. Compatible, so we're going international. And that means we got it going shine bright. Continue to speak of the sun, who gives a blind sight? So go and get your mind right. We play the background, He gets the limelight. And in hindsight, we know He's coming back for His bride whenever He says the time's right. But until then, we as His children continue to preach Christ. It's more than a feeling. It's really not a need for an intro, but just know what you were in for. Welcome to the light.
Sure to find peace, and you learn that the greatest is the least. And channel strength from Him when you're feeling like you're weak. And learn it's the difference from being weak and being meek. Yeah. In the light, you can learn to overcome trials like hurdles. Get used to jumping over some. Made progress, even if you jumped over one. You can do it because His commands aren't burdensome. And I'm just telling what I know. Plant a seed, then you give it some sunlight to grow. Add living water, yeah, it might start off slow. But before you know, a little fruit is start to show. And I pray, you know I represent the light every day that goes by. You can lay it all down. Join us in a celebration. Consider this an open invitation. Welcome to the light.
It's your Cuddy D Mob, man. Creature Clan all day. And you're listening to Yada Da King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ and abundant life. Yeah.
blowing, bring your friends. Anointing came when we stepped in, and the atmosphere can break your sin. Yeah, yeah, I done told you the feeling you get in a room of soldiers. Shackles breaking, supernova. Attacking Satan, it's Jehovah. Power field, power packed. I got my praise, you ain't getting it back. Cause he showed me something about my praise. If it ain't my lips, he'll take my clap. He'll take my head bobbing. He'll take my hands waving. Because he know that what I'm saying is that he's amazing. He'll take my foot stomping. He'll take my speakers bumping. He'll take us still, but guess what happens when we start jumping? Up and then down, I'm gonna bring his praise around me. Up and then down, I'm gonna bring his praise around me. Left and then right, left and then right, I'm gonna praise him all night. Left and then right, I'm gonna praise him all night. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now. Giving our Father the props. A mission of praise and never to stop. To lift the name of the Lord on high to the day we die and the casket drops. Never will I give up the praise he gave me. To the world, I'ma let it be known that God still reigns in the hearts of men and his son on the right of the throne. And he'll take my mouth singing, even when I'm not blinking. Because he know that what I'm saying is that he's supreme. And he'll take our feet stomping. He take our speakers bumping. He'll take us still, but guess what happens when we start jumping? Up and then down, I'm gonna bring his praise around me. Up and then down, I'm gonna bring his praise around me. Left and then right, I'm gonna praise him all night. Left and then right, I'm gonna praise him all night. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now. Clap it up, 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 clap it up now. Clap it up.
That's the homie Apostle. Let the praise begin, man, and let it begin now. That's how we out of the king, man. And we got Creature Clan with us, getting it in. Eric Cross and D-Mob. And we're going to talk about this project, man. First of all, D-Mob, you signing Eric Cross. What was that? What was that like, man? Were you looking for artists, or it was just like a connection that you would be like, man, God ordained this? What's up, man?
It was that. It was God ordained it. Man, for real, like I've been knowing Eric Cross for almost six years now. So we've been brothers. You know what I'm saying? And I think the time was just right. You know, he wasn't with, you know, anybody at, you know, at the time. And I'm the only artist. I was the only artist on One Route. And so, you know, we had built up a name that's been pretty good. You know, One Route Entertainment. When you hear, you know, the name One Route Entertainment, you know, you think professionalism. You know, quality. You know, you those things. I pray that those things come to mind. And so, I wanted to be able to, before I pick somebody up, just to say, like, I never wanted to be one of those cats who picked up cats just to have dudes on the label.
Right.
Like, I never wanted to just have a squad. We too old for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we grown. I mean, you can do this stuff on your own, bro, for real. You know what I mean? But I wanted to be able to offer somebody something if they joined the team. You know what I mean? So I felt like I was in a position to be able to offer help and to be helped. You know, it's just not a one-way thing.
Yeah.
We help each other. We're a team. We're a family. here at One Route. And so I felt like I had a structure that would be beneficial. And that was one. That was the first dude I reached out to. I was like, yo, bro, let's go. You know what I'm saying? You ready? What you think? You know what I'm saying? Here's the structure. Boom, boom, boom. And he was like, that had to be God. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? And so we immediately started working on Creature Clan, and we finished that out in 5 months.
Okay, man. So
that was good, man.
So talk to me, Eric Cross, about doing this project together. Y'all in two different cities. Did you guys link up? Was it like, okay, man, hey, I just laid this verse down. Let me email it to you. Even as you guys were talking about the beats, you guys kind of like different sounds. How did y'all make this project come together so it had the sound of both of y'all?
Man, it was all God, man. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but he just really put everything together. I mean, me and Donnie, that's the one thing I do appreciate about him is that he has his style, I have my style. But we don't let it limit us. Like, the Creature, we have our own sound individually, but Creature Clowns, Clown, I'm jumbling my words, Creature Clan has our own, we a bunch of clowns, all right, but whatever. We have our
own. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Creature Clan has its own sound. So, you know, that's the blessing of it all is that, you know, you have individuals who have two different sounds, but then when they come together, it has its own sound.
Can I get an amen?
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what you hear on the Creature Clan album, you're not going to hear on my solo project, or you won't hear on Donnie's solo project.
Yeah.
It's totally different. And that was really how God really just orchestrated it. You know what I'm saying? There were some beats on there that I didn't like, you know, but I said, but I agreed to it because I'm like, I want to push myself to be able to show, you know, just my versatility. The same with, you know, Donnie, you know, I mean, Donnie, he can rap anything, so, it was a beautiful thing, man. And as far as me being in the States, you know, the different states, you know, we're about 6 hours away from each other. I have a studio, and that's the great thing about technology is that you can do music and upload it and send it, and, you know, he gets the dry vocals, he mixes it, which he did a phenomenal job on, and there you have it, you have a finished product, so.
Dope, man. Mr. 777, he wants to know the concept of the album. How did y'all come up with that, man? And I'm going to have D-Mob answer that.
Yeah, it was very simple, man. I had been pushing being a creature for a couple years before. And so, you know, when me and him talked about, well, what name should we come up with, you know, Creature Clan, it was just sitting, you know, and we call ourselves Creature Clan, and I know people like, it's only two of y'all, but it's like, no, you don't see all these angels with us. You know what I'm saying? You don't see all these other believers with us. You know
Look
what I mean? We are a clan. We're a clan of believers. And at default, you're a creature. I mean, and the great thing about being a creature is versus being a beast or a monster. Like, you know, when people say that, they're complimenting you. Which is okay. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with somebody complimenting you, saying, man, you're a beast. But those terms are something that the people in the world compliment each other with as well, and they're complimenting their sin. You feel what I'm saying? Most of the time, they're complimenting sin with that same word. They're complimenting vulgar lyrics with the same word. You're a beast. You're a monster. But you won't hear people in the world saying, a creature, because that's biblical. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, any man being Christ, he's a new creature. So I'm calling myself what God called me. You know what I'm saying? Who can beat that? I'm calling you what God called you. So, and like, when I say you're a creature, I'm not only bigging you up, I'm not only giving you props and encouraging you, but I'm speaking life into you. I'm saying that you're new. I'm saying you're a new creature. I'm saying old things have passed away. See, I'm speaking life into you all together. Everything is about God. It don't stop at being a beast or a monster.
Yeah.
And it just stops there. Because God is like, I don't know how God is getting the glory out of that. And I'm not, and listen, please, I don't want you to think this the wrong way. If somebody comes to you today and be like, man, you're a beast, I'll say thank you. Because I know in their heart and me, they just encourage me.
Right.
But I'm saying, as for us, we sing to a creature. We're going to call you what God said. And the thing about that is, You don't have to be great at something to be called a creature. See, if somebody say, oh man, he a beast, that means he has to be really skilled, he has to be doing his thing, he or she has to be on top of it. Like, I can call you a creature and you don't have to be as skilled as the next group. Or you don't have to be a novice, I mean, or a pro, you know what I'm saying? You could be novice, you could still be, oh, you a creature though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. We just speaking life. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, when I told him that, he was like, man, that is so dope. You know, let the concept be about us being new. You know what I'm saying? Being new creatures and this new thing that God has already started. We're not starting no movement. You know, God already started it. We're just putting it in the forefront of our ministry.
Praise God.
You know
God.
What I'm saying? Being creatures. So that's all. That's where it came from, man. And he was with it. He loved the idea. I knew it was God. You know what I'm saying? We both was like, yo, let's go with it, man. You know, we creatures. You know what I'm saying? And so everything was just surrounded by that.
All right, man. And I'm going to ask Eric Cross about this brand. The first song that y'all came out with that you released to the public, at least, was the song called Images, man. And this song was a powerful song, man. E-Cross, talk to me about this, bro.
Man, Images is just it's a song. We're talking about how we dealt with, you know, based on what we see, you know, and have to be careful of what you look at. You know, as far as, you know, music, you take in stuff. As far as your eyes, you take in stuff. And usually what you take in is what you become ultimately. And so for us, you know, we talked about internet pornography and how that was a struggle for us. And how God delivered us, you know, from that. But at the same time, we're also giving a warning based off of our failures in the past to say, look, you don't want to follow the same route. You don't want to look at a woman in lust or the ladies. You don't want to look at a guy in lust. You know, you want to be very careful what you look at, because, you know, ultimately what you look at is what you will become a slave to, in a sense that if you let it carry on in your mind, you know, then ideas start to pop up. You know what I'm saying? And, well, you know, how can I fulfill this fantasy? You know what I'm saying? And it could just lead to a lot of things that you never intended to lead to, just based off of a look. Now, you know, we understand that, you know, the opposite sex is, you know, there's beautiful individuals out there.
Yeah.
And you may come across somebody by accident. You know, you may come across somebody by accident. But, you know, it's that second, it's that third, it's that fourth, it's that continued look that is, you know, is what separates you from, you know, the destruction in the future, you know, or victory, you know, in the present, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, I'm gonna choose not to look again, because if I do, then my mind may go somewhere that it shouldn't. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, it's definitely a deep song, and I think it's a needed song, and, you know, hopefully people are diminished by it. We've had over 1,000, over 1,000 downloads on this one song, if not more. So,
yeah.
You know, people are still downloading it.
All right, so we're going to hop into this joint, Images, featuring Mrs. Harper, right? Am I correct about that?
Yeah, me and her singing on the hook, bro.
Oh, okay, D-Mob is singing on that joint. I didn't know that. I'm going to have to listen to it again as we listen to it here on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in. Here we go.
Like a catch-22, I'm thankful for my sight, but hate some things that come into my view. It's difficult to delete every image. It's like they go away for a moment, but then replenish. Recurring in my mind, no offense, but to my defense, sometimes wish I was blind. Cause being seeing evil wouldn't faze me. It really don't take a lot to have a cutie going crazy. A lot of y'all know the struggle. Sometimes what we look upon can invite trouble.
For real.
It's like you take a photo, store it in your mind for a time when the devil catch you so low. He try to break you down so low. Seems every time you in the situation, time goes so slow.
So slow.
I gotta be careful, cause what I know, what I let enter, it either hinders or it helps me grow.
I don't mean to alarm you, but what you focus on can harm you.
Even though
these images are looking picture perfect. You gotta begin to think and ask yourself, is it worth it? Cause when it hits the surface, internet surfing, okay. Surfing on the internet, looking at pornography is messing up my intellect. And introspect, I'm thinking, thinking like the Titanic. As you can see, I'm sinking, sinking as I'm drowning, drowning in my own lust. It is time for confession, so now I need to own up. Even as a grown up, this picture is in HD. Memories in my mind that I'm wishing would escape me. Imaginary places that it takes me, which is clouding my vision, so now I need to break free. Cause being in bondage is something that is serious. And trust me, I know, I'm speaking from experience. And so I give this illustration like an open book. And so I'm praying this is something you don't overlook.
I don't mean to alarm you, but what you focus on can harm you.
No exaggeration, look at your imagination. Based on what you see and view can lead you to infatuation, which ultimately in itself can lead to something else. And something else can lead you to seeking in someone's help. So guard your heart because we know that it's a wellspring. And it's important that we fight until the bell rings. So be encouraged cause you know you ain't the only one. In Christ Jesus there ain't nothing you can't overcome.
I know you're looking for some satisfaction. Feast your eyes on the main attraction. Look away, it's just a distraction.
I'm hoping you ain't taking this the wrong way, but instead taking heed to what the songs say. The truth always has a way of challenging our actions.
I don't mean to alarm you, but what you focus on can harm you.
What up, y'all? This is your man Eric Cross from the Creature Clan, and you are listening to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. God bless.
Raw servant. DJ Anomaly. GA. My boy T.
Hey. You make it to the end.
I'ma make it to the end, my friend. I'ma keep it on. I'ma keep it on 10. I'ma go all out till I roll out. Lace up my shoes, it's time to move on the Lord's route. Yo, narrow's the way and truth is displayed. Honesty, discipline with a fresh pair of shades. You sip haterade, man, I can't stand y'all. I ain't the tallest in the league, but I stand tall. Yo, toss me the ball, watch me do my thing. I stay in the gym, hustling to beat your whole team. Man, you thought I would quit with one hit. Man, you got it twisted, my life on the line, so don't flinch. Bring the alarm, cause here I come. More lethal and deadly than a 100 Vietnams. I'm on a warpath, you bout to smell grass. Call me the Energizer Bunny, cause I outlast.
They call me the Amtrak, ain't nobody stopping me. The ultimate running back, ain't nobody blocking me. I'm on my day and age, cause I gotta be the one who always wins. I'm 10%. I'ma do this till the end.
Really, you can't do nothing that's for me. See, way back in 89, we were so ahead of our time. One of the first to do this Jesus music. Y'all ain't paid us no mind. Now we here, and ain't nobody here going harder. GA, we here to stay. Trading places, we go barter. Pass me the ball, I'm Carter. I'ma create me a whole new lane. Cause I gotta give it to him, ain't nobody gonna do it like we do it. Thought I told him that the Christian, we ain't bout no games. I'm in the end zone. Anybody with sense will admit to get the picture, ain't gon' get gone. It's ridiculous. I'm meant to become a victim. I'm Malachi getting jiggy in the middle of a hot song. I've been a brother to witness, they're gonna die for him. Willing to back the back on, be back on us. We bringing Jesus to the hood, let it be understood. You more effective when you working with the right poem. The end, I'm going harder than I ever gone before. Never deny the Holy Spirit, I take in an overdose. Oh no, we gon' let them know T had it. That we gon' bring the pain. And I just can't get happy into his kingdom came.
ultimate running back. Ain't nobody blocking me. I'm on my jaded edge, cause I gotta be the one who always win on 10%. I'ma do this till the end.
Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Right there was DJ Anomaly right there featuring Malachi, featuring T. Hattie and Raw Servant, man. Make it to the end. We got to do that, man. We got to continue to keep pushing, man. And Eric Cross and D-Mob, they're going to keep on doing it, man. They're going to make sure we make it to the end. And like I said, man, earlier, if you need to get it in with somebody and it's some last days, do not go to E-Cross because he might karate chop you 3 times, kick you 2 times before he lands. You know, that's how they get down, man. But real talk, man, we going to get on the topic of the day, man, which I actually saw you, D-Mob, as part of the Holy Hip Hop Unity Conference. You was giving you were just sharing your story about being full-time ministry, and you talked about calling, man. And I'm going to leave it at that. What is a calling? What do you believe our callings are, and how can somebody find out what their calling is? Or, and on the flip side, their gifts. What's the difference between a calling and a gift?
I think a gift is something that the Bible says, use your gifts for others, you know? So, whether it be the gift of, music or painting or, you know, I'm still kind of, you know, researching and learning the difference between a gift and a talent, you know?
Yeah.
I think maybe a gift is something you really didn't have to study for or go to school to do, or you know, just like something just that was just natural. You know, like music was just natural for me. I was like born into it. You know, I really didn't have to do a lot of studying and you know reading up on how to do this or how to do that. I don't know, it just really comes naturally to me.
Yeah.
But I'm still learning that. So, you know, I don't have the answer to that as of yet. But I think a calling, what I believe to be a calling doesn't stop.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
Like, we're called to minister the gospel, right? That's our calling. You know, the Bible says, many are called, few are chosen. We're called to be a light. So, rapping to me, or singing, or something like that, it can't be a calling, because you're going to stop rapping.
Yeah.
Sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? You're going to stop singing sooner or later. You're going to stop singing before you stop ministering. You know what I'm saying? You're going to always be ministering with your lifestyle. I think the fivefold ministry, you know, teachers, apostles, teachers, preachers, what is the fivefold?
Evangelists, prophets.
Yeah. I think those are calling.
Right. That's good.
Because those are things that are specifically designed for you to do, right, on or off a stage, in the public or behind closed doors.
Yeah.
It's a way of life, you know what I'm saying? And so I think that's a calling, but a gift or a talent, you're going to stop doing those sooner or later. So, but that's, you know, if somebody, you know, corrects me, or, you know, I'm open, you know, because I'm learning this thing like everybody else, man. But that's what I see, though.
Nah, and I thought that was interesting, man. And I just wanted to have, like, when, you know, a lot of times when we do these shows, man, I'm like, okay, what should we talk about? God will put that in my spirit. A lot of people are searching for their calling. They want to know, what is my calling in life? So I think what you said is good. It's something that is not going to stop. I mean, and I could tell every Christian, you're called to spread the gospel. That's
it.
That's what you're called to do. Now, how you do it might change, but regardless, we're called to spread the gospel, man. I'm going to ask this question, though, Eric Cross, on this same topic. Do you think sometimes gifts and callings work together, man? What do you think about that?
Oh, definitely. 100%. I mean, I look at the aspect of, like, my gift is hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I look at my calling to minister the gospel, and I'm doing just that with the gift, you know, of music. Obviously, and I look at it from an aspect that the gift is obviously the music that I bring forth, but that's just a tool to be able to get the kids' attention. You know, a lot of the music that we do it for youth primarily. So it's almost like an attention getter to be able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is what we are called to do. So it's a gift that is utilized as a visual aid to be able to preach what we are called to do, which is the gospel.
No, that's good, man. And let me ask you this, though. On the flip side, E. Cross, have you ever, or do you think sometimes people are called to do something that they're not gifted in? What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely want to, there's like, I mean, I'm just going to be honest, like, and Donnie can attest to this as well, like, you know, music nowadays, man, like, I'm just very disappointed in, like, from secular. I feel like the Christian hip-hop is definitely growing, you know. But there's a lot of people who hear a D-Mob or hear a K-9 or hear Eric Cross, and it's like, oh, I want to do what they do, okay? So you're called to preach the gospel, but you may not be gifted to do what we do,
this falls under. Now you're coveting something. You know, you weren't ever gifted in this particular area, but because you see somebody doing it and you have inspiration, now you're doing it, which I think can actually lead people away. Because I talked to a brother that I work with who goes to a church, my sister's church here in Milwaukee, and he said, you know, he's heard Canton Jones, he's heard my music, so he has the expectation of what Christian hip-hop should be, you know? And then he hears this other dude who's a Christian, but the presentation wasn't as well.
Yeah.
So he was disappointed because he's like, man, like, you should not be on stage. You know what I mean? Like, and it was a turnoff for him. You know, and I think a lot of people do get turned off by Christian hip hop because they have a bad representation or a bad presentation. You know, so I do believe that, yeah, there's a pros and cons to it. There's definitely the gifts and callings can work together, but we're all called to preach the gospel, but not everybody's gifted to do it the same way that maybe a D-Bob gifted to do it.
Right. Okay, no, that's what's up, man. let me ask you this, man. D-Mob, for somebody that is looking for their calling, they're looking for their gifts, they're trying to find out what they're gifted in even, what would you say to them, man?
Man, I would say, man, like smoke a joint, you know what I'm saying, and just really focus. No, I'm just playing. Do not smoke no joint at all. Now, on the real, I just didn't want to give the typical answer that you know I'm about to give, which is prayer. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But to be honest, that's the only way. That's how I found mine. I'll just see what works for me. Praying and really seeking God. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know what I'm saying? And all these things will be added. And when you read back, all these things, he was really talking about like shelter and clothing and food, the necessities. You know what I mean? But I believe that if you seek him, those things will be, is in that, you know, of finding out who you are, finding out what your purpose is, you know, and finding out what it is that God wants you to do. Because if you have a Cadillac, you're not going to take it to Ford to get fixed.
Yeah.
Cadillac, I mean, you know, Ford didn't make it. You can, but why wouldn't you take it to the dealer? Why wouldn't you take it to the creator?
Yeah.
And so that's what we do a lot of times, is we go to all these different outlets to find out who we are. And it's like, why don't you try the person who created you? He really, you know, he designed you. He knows exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and he can tell you. But you have to seek him instead of all these other people and all these other things. So,
Dope, man. That's great right there. What would you say, E-Cross, man, as we end on that?
Man, I mean, he pretty much nailed it. There's, you know, I mean, you have that aspect of, you know, just seeking the kingdom, you know, and the Bible says, you know, people always talk about the blessing, you know. The scripture says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after his righteousness, for they will be filled.
Mm.
You know, you will be filled with wisdom. You will be filled with knowledge. You will be filled with direction, yeah, guidance, instruction.
Yeah.
You know, God's love. You know, you will, in doing so, you will be blessed. Because it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after his righteousness, for they will be filled. So the key element is Christ, you know. God created all things. So in creating all things, let's go to the one who created everything, who created us, and find out what it is, and tap into relationship with him and find out what it is that we are called to do.
That's what it is, man. And we gonna go ahead and wrap it up with Creature Clan. We want to know, man, for this album, where can I get this album at? D-Mob, let them know where they can go pick this up at, so that people can go support, man, what y'all are doing, man.
Yeah, please support. We do have physical copies in. They're at OneRouteEntertainment.com. Everything spelled out. OneRouteEntertainment.com.
Yeah, we just got those in, Cross. So we have those in. And they're also on iTunes and as well as Amazon.com for digital download. And you can digitally download it on OneRouteEntertainment.com as well. So you can go to OneRouteEntertainment.com and find out everything about all the artists, A9, Calandra, the two new artists we just picked up. Of course, Rick Cross and myself, DJ Classy K, we're all there. And you know, please come and sign the email list. That's very vital to keeping up on us and what we doing, when we doing it, why we doing it, when we got something dropping. You know, join the email list. So OneRouteEntertainment.com. We're both on Twitter. We're all on Twitter. Eric Ecross Music. It's at Ecross Music. It's at DMAUB, just DMAUB. At Calandra Music, and at K9 Music.
All right, so, man, definitely.
So yeah. And DJ Classy K at DJ Classy K, our DJ. So, yep. And if you want to follow our manager, A Bronson 0525. That's our sister. You know what I'm saying? Our manager who holding us down. Shout out to her. You know, the whole team, man. So,
no, that's what's up, man. And any upcoming news, or what's coming up next for you guys? I guess you shared the news, but what's coming up next for One Route Entertainment, man?
Video, man. Video company, man. We're just really trying to break into the video company, you know, do some music videos for cats. So if y'all need videos, you know what I'm saying? EPKs, whatever. We got y'all. One Route Films is in full effect, you know what I'm saying? And Y'all Funny is the first video under One Route Films, and more to come, man. We got that. We got Eric Cross is working on a project. K9 is getting, you know, working on a project to release it, and we're going to start on maybe a solo album for me and Calandra Williams, man. So we're rolling.
Any last words from y'all, man?
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Shout out to my
I was going to say, thank you, man. Thank you again, brother, for having us on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, it's all love, bro. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, definitely. I know I can speak on behalf of both of me and Cross, man. Shout out to our awesome wives, you know, just for supporting us and what we do, and our children, man, you know.
Yeah.
That's it, bro.
All right, man. We appreciate y'all getting on, man. We pray that God bless y'all and y'all continue to go forward and strong in the ministry that he's called y'all to. All right?
Hey, man. Appreciate it, bro.
All right, y'all. Y'all be blessed.
God bless.
All right, you too.
Life, man. That was awesome getting it in with them two brothers. Creature Clan is getting it in, man. Definitely go pick up that project. And I'm going to go into their last song right here called Let It Burn, featuring Pettity on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's get it. Here we go.
Started up running the race, so now it is time to go cut to the chase. Cause when it comes to your salvation, just know that the Father and Son are the ones to embrace. That means that we're letting it burn. I'm sorry that I am now stuttering, but I'm hoping that you will listen to every word that I'm uttering. So when it comes to slander, it's a must I stay away. It's safe to say that saying nothing is the safest way. So now I'm praying the Spirit would catch me just in time by letting me know when danger's ahead, just like a construction sign. Every time I wanna make sure that I'm living a life that is bringing them glory, knowing that I am the growing in every chance that the Father is bringing before me. And if I'm in a conversation and it starts to shift, out of control, I'm that sailor who will depart the ship. Cause I am represented fully engaged in the fire that you can see fully aflame. Making sure I don't get caught in the smoke, and I'm hoping and praying that you do the same. I am a representation of Christ for the rest of my life. I will steadily yearn. If it's not bringing them glory, then end of the story. That means that I'm letting it burn.
Let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn.
Gone. If it ain't rickety
right, it's all wrong. Got power in this miggity mic. I'm strong. If it ain't by the king of the king, I'm gone. Man, I'm at the point of no return. If it ain't talking about crucifying my flesh, I ain't concerned. It's a lot of things in the world that'll try to get your mind off Christ, tie you up in the spiritual. But the Father came to set us free. All we gotta do is be, believe, and trust in his miracles. We need to know that everything in the physical will not last for eternity. Hope you take the proper precautions in this emergency.
Unstoppable when the spirit emerge in me. I don't know about y'all, but victorious what I prefer to be. Anything else mumbo jumbo, like talking with a slur to me. Surgically remove whatever, don't put the kingdom first in me. Stand in my
ground,
living by
faith.
Don't care
who around,
stay in the race.
Fearless,
cause I know I got victory in my afterlife. But we can't enter if we don't sacrifice. So I
let it burn.
Anything trying to get in my way, I ain't concerned.
Let it burn.
If it ain't giving glory to the Father, you gotta learn.
From heaven, barbecue the booty, DOA, burn them 187. Rappers brag on their choppers, gun me down is whatever. Deny your Christ or lose your life, it's a definite never. Put my foot on the devil, suicide on the swine. And running man on all these haters like it's hammer time. A country Bama, I'm never can't fault the phony. I'm thoroughbred, your legs shout like a miniature pony. Steady calls from my homies, spit fire with Satan attacking. P-Zilla, beast, sucker, cease, we're releasing the cracking. I proceed in my jacket, snatching souls from Satan. The enemy of my father, I am of no relation. Consistent congregation, praise and rebuking the lie. Mob crosses, Zilla never burning the furnace of fire. Lick on it, flare me like the fire, then Messiah turn. We tell the truth and light the roof with the fire. We let it burn.
Anything trying to get in my way, I ain't concerned.
Rolling up grams, my little cousin 16 and pregnant again.
that shit exactly what stops come. I'm just trying to get you guard in the midst of this snare drum.
I
feel like I'm on my last lap and I can't breathe. I feel like I'm on my last leg, where do I lean? I feel like I can't even trust the things I see. But in the guard in me, he say go young king and keep going.
So I go,
young king, keep going.
So I go,
young king, keep going. Like I'm on my last leg, where do I lean? I feel like I can't even trust the things I see. But in the guard in me, he say go young king and keep going.
So I go,
young king, keep going.
So I go,
young king, keep going.
So I go,
young king, keep going.
That's what it is, man. Creature Clan, the New Beginnings Project is out. Definitely go pick that up. A banging project, man. As I had them on, I co-signed this project. Definitely go pick it up. They got great honesty on here. But not only do they have honesty about what they've been dealing with, but, you know, they share the way to escape it, man. And that's through having a strong relationship with God. And that's what I like, man. Real music, real struggles, but let's see how we can get cats out the struggle, man. And that's what I shared with them in this behind the scenes. And they was going in on that, man. But due to the time, D-Mod was actually on a vacation getting it in with us, man. And I just want to say thanks again, boss, for doing that. And E-Cross, man, they both in two different time zones. So you know how it is. But Yadity King Radio, man, I'm going to talk sports real quick, man. There been a lot of things going on, man. First of all, one of the biggest stories, of course, was Peyton Manning going to the Denver Broncos, man. The Denver Broncos signed him. And, you know, I think that's going to be very, very interesting. It obviously, if they get a healthy Peyton Manning, which they said when he was doing his drills, he looked like the normal Peyton Manning that we were used to seeing. If they get a healthy Peyton Manning, they have become, man, they're going to be an elite team again, because remember, they won a couple of championships. They're going to be an elite team again in the AFC, man. And some people were like, why did Peyton Manning go to the Broncos, man? I think he went there because he wanted to see the Colts, man. He definitely was not happy about the whole movement. I mean, for all he did for that, what is the word? All he did for the Indianapolis Colts and their organization, for them to let him go because he was hurt 1 year, was kind of a, man, it definitely didn't feel right. It didn't sit well with Peyton Manning. So, man, I just can't wait to see them guys go again. Realistically, it's kind of like the LeBron situation when he left the Cavs, flipped, you know what I'm saying? Peyton Manning got kicked out that time. So, I don't know what's going on with the Midwest. They just can't keep their players, man. But let's talk about it anyway. He moves to Denver. So what does that mean for Tebow? Tebow got moved to the Jets. And I'm going to say this about the Jets. He had an opportunity to go to the Jets or the Jaguars. Obviously, he didn't pick the Jaguars because of their record, because of who's around him. You know what I'm saying? That's a bad look for any player. But you go to the Jets, who are contenders in the AFC. And I'm just going to say this. Mark Sanchez has not solidified his position as a quarterback, man. So you're going to see Tim Tebow get a lot of touches in this season. You're also going to see him get a lot of the Wildcat touches, because we got to remember when the Jets had Brad Smith, they were doing that. So I can't wait for this football season to get cracking. But NBA basketball, it's like playoff atmosphere right now, man. And there's a lot of teams going at it, man. Milwaukee Bucks, Eric Cross, Milwaukee Bucks, Canines, Milwaukee Bucks, they are in the mix for like the first time in years, you know what I'm saying? Since I was born, at least, you know what I'm saying? I think they made the playoffs maybe one time since that I can recognize or that I remember. But they're in the mix, and we're going to see who's going to pull it off, man. I'm still thinking the top four – or the top four that's going to be left is going to be the Lakers. Yeah, I said the Lakers. The Thunder, the Heat, and the Bulls, man. I think that's who it's going to be, but we don't know, man. I'm going to say this, man. Shout out to the Spurs fans, because I'm not a Spurs fan, but the Spurs are putting in work. I've watched a lot of their games lately, and I'm like, man, they are just beating teams up, man. And you know, that's what I think, man. So let me know what you think about the sports, man. Hit me up on Twitter at Yada the King. You know, I definitely want to see what you think. The Seahawks picked up some cats. Me and Eric Keith was chopping it up about the Seahawks pickups. And the homie Fervent as well. We was talking about it. Is it going to look good for our home team, the Seahawks? Is it going to look good for the 49ers, who picked up some big cats? Brandon Jacobs, Randy Moss, and a couple more cats, man. We'll find out. But I'm going to go into this joint right here. Never would have made it without you. Man, this song go hard, man. Reconcile. Just signed a full ride. Go pick up his free project right now. You can go to thesouth.com and they got links for you, man. Here we go. Man, talk about riding. You can ride down the block with this joint. Let's go.
Hated my heart, had me gone in that zone. I'ma do me, that was all I was on. Fist fighting with my daddy. your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. That'll never fail me, Jesus. It's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. That'll never fail me.
Sitting here thinking, reminiscing about your loving. Overflow of joy, I can feel it in my stomach. Stand up to my feet, then I get to jumping. The Holy Ghost around, I can feel it, yeah, he coming. It's worth all of the tears, it's worth all of the years. The pain that I went through, yeah, this right here. I love to see your face, can't wait to see your face. Can't wait until the day that I live upon your grace. You're holy, holy, holy is what I chant. That's what I scream now when I ain't even there yet. You're holy, holy, holier than the rest. Worth all of my praise, so I'ma give you my best, cuz
it's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. That'll never fail me, Jesus. It's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. That'll never fail me, Jesus.
Love come with pain, and you show that plain when you hung up on a cross. Not forever you will reign. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. I will not be ashamed, so I will not taste death. Sometimes you play me to the left, just to get me right. But who am I to say that your judgment ain't right? And who am I really for you to know my name? I accept the hurt cause you endured the pain.
Hallelujah.
Wow, now that's something I never feel. So I can care less if these wounds will never heal. Long as I look up and see you standing on the hill, I know that I got it. Help, yep, and that's real.
It's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. That'll never fail me, Jesus. It's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. That'll never fail me, Jesus.
At times I feel so weak that I fall. Empty me, all of me, more of you, and less of me, cause I need you.
It's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. Tell me, cause you're love. It's your love, God, your love. It's your love, God, your love. It's your love.
That's the homie right there, Yadida. You know what I'm saying? Yadida. The song is called Love That Never Fails, man. And I thank God that his love never fails, man. And since he gave me so much love by surrendering his life, man, I'm going to surrender my life, man, and give him, show him my love with the way that I live, man. And the Bible also it talks about that. They will know your disciples by love for one another. And if we love God, we will obey his commandments, man. And that's what it's all about. We getting it in right here on Yada the King Radio, man. And I'm gonna talk about calling and gifts, man. I think it is very important that first of all we find out what we're called in our gifts are, man. And I think D-Mob and Eric Cross talked and they shared some great points on it. But callings are something that are bigger than gifts. As he said, man, sometimes your gifts might and your callings might cross paths, but a calling is bigger than a gift, man. A calling is something that God uses to do a specific purpose that he has. Now you can look at the calling of Abraham. And Abraham, I'll just share this, man. Since I've been doing this full-time ministry, this faith journey that I like to say, Abraham has become a story that I look at a lot. God told him he was called to be the leader of many nations. And it took a while, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at this story, you see it, and you'll be like, wow, man. When Abraham left, he left without a shadow of a doubt, knowing that God was going to do something for him. He heard God say, leave that land. similar to some of us when we hear God tell us to go and do music, ministry, any kind of calling that God gives us, or really to share the gospel is the calling, as we shared earlier. But Abraham, you look at what he was and how it went about. It wasn't something that came easy to him. And I'll say this, even for him to become a father of many nations, he had to be trained in it. He had to learn about it. Even with before he had one kid, God said he was a father of many nations. So you could look at it and say, man, he wasn't even gifted in that area of having kids. You know, now some of us, we got mad kids, but God didn't call us to be fathers of many nations yet. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to father our kids. But I just looked at that and I was like, man, his calling consumed his whole life. Our gifts, they may consume a majority part of our life, but sometimes our gifts end. You know, some people that's why you look at basketball players, sports players, and we talk about them a lot because they're always on TV. But when they stop playing sports, a lot of them don't know what to do with their life. Because that's all they lived for. Unless they realize, okay, my life is more than sports. And you see some people like Magic Johnson move from sports to being a gifted businessman. You know what I'm saying? Now he just bought a baseball team. You know, like when you see that kind of stuff, you see, okay, he realized he's also a sports announcer. Some of them, you know, they do that. But for some people, they don't know what to do, man. And I'll say this, man. Definitely spend time in prayer and definitely see how your gifts can impact the kingdom, the stuff that you're great at. And I will say this, sometimes God's going to call you in something that you might not think that you're great at, and he wants to build you up. Moses wasn't a great speaker, but God used him to be a speaker to the nations, man. Aaron was fearful, but God called him to be a leader. Gideon was fearful, but God called him to be a leader. That's stuff that they had to learn. So sometimes our callings and our gifts might be on odds and ends, but know that our calling is something that never ends, man. And our gifts, let's figure out how we can use them for the kingdom, man. And you got more than one gift, man. Don't let the devil tell you you're not gifted, because you are. And I just want y'all to know that, man. And you have a call. If you're in the body of Christ, you have a call, man. And definitely find that out. It's in the fivefold ministry, baby. And that don't mean you got to be in the front. But that means you got to be doing the work of God, man. And I'm going to get out of here. It's the Warrior Don Christian signing off. Look out for that 5-star general show, man. Definitely go check that out on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabak da, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabak da, we yada da, we yada da.
I'm Miss
Cole.
And I'm Don
Christian. On Yada That King Radio.
Yada That King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada That King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada That King Radio. Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on gospelnw.com.
Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unite-t.com.